السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد: وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدعاء هو العبادة. Respected brothers and sisters, in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the ayat of Siyam, in several ayats, in between those ayats, one ayah, we find that it is not directly related with Siyam, with fasting. And there is the ayah I just recited, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when my servants ask you concerning me, I am close to them, I am close. I respond to the call of a person who calls me, who calls on me. So they should respond to me, they should obey me, and they should believe in me. In this ayah, nowhere Sawm is mentioned, or any hukum of Sawm is mentioned. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that when you call me, I am close to you. Whether it is in Ramadan or it is in Shawwal, whether it is in the night or in the day, whether it is in adversity or in good time, whether I am called by person living in any part of the world, if people ask concerning me, I am close. And this ayah was revealed when people of Makkah and pagans, they were used to worship idols and something embodied that should be in front of them to ask. They did not have this concept to worship a God who is not in front of them. They want to have a God to whom they can make and to whom they can forget behind them sometimes if they forget, and they want a God of whom they can take care of and, you know, do good things about it and carry wherever they go and pack that God up in their luggage and baggage when it is needed to, when they need to travel. So they used to believe in that kind of God that should be adjustable everywhere, all the time, in their pockets, in their bags, on their tables or on the ground. And when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always ready to help them, though He is not in front of them, but He is close to them, so Allah, then they asked, they were little concerned about that. And the people who believe, who became Muslims, they also had this question that how should we call Allah? The matter was not clear, that we make in dua slowly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call in Him. When our idols are in front of us, we call them louder so they could hear us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is farther than that, away more than that, how should we call? How much should we cry? And how much should we shout to make our voice reach to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They used to say that, أَمْ هُوَ قَرِيبٌ فَنُنَادِي أَمْ هُوَ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِي. What should be? Because Quran says, أُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً. That in dua, preferred way is that you should be quiet, and your voice should be slow. So wives should be low. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah told them that, yeah, your wives should be low because I am qareeb. I am close to you. I hear whatever you say and I am in a position to respond to you whenever you ask me and you call me for. And the second thinking they have, this concept they have about dua, that Allah who has decided about our fate, about our fortunes, how much are we going to get, what are we going to get, why should then we ask God to give us more? If He loves us, He will give us whatever is better for us. What is the meaning of asking Him to give us more? That means we are saying that we are not satisfied with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. So, the third misconcept they have about the dua is that telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are in haja, we are in need, that means we are telling Him, we are trying to tell Him something what He doesn't know, na'uzu billah. And He knows who are alimul ghayb. If He knows, then He will solve my problem if He wants to. If He doesn't want to, He would not solve my problems. So why? What is the reason behind dua? Why should I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Quran told them that dua you are not doing to inform Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of something. Dua you are not doing that you want more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted for you. But dua is also part of taqdeer. It is also written in your taqdeer, in your destiny, that because you will make a dua and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala change your circumstances. But most important of that, dua you are doing because it is ibadah. فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincerity, making the deen only for Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in numerous ayats of Quran that after telling about dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنَ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِلٍ. Dua is the ibadah. It says that whoever will be arrogant from dua, proudly of asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will end up in Jahannam, in hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned to us, that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dua, because dua is itself a pure ibadah. Ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. This is the ibadah. Because dua, what is dua? Dua is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, realizing His majesty, realizing His power, and realizing and knowing our weaknesses, our necessities, our situation, how desperate we are. And that is the ibadah. To understand our weakness, our ubudiyah, our abdiyat, our lowliness, and the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person, when he raises hands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, asking Him, oh Allah, help me. What is he doing or she doing actually? That realizing that the highness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majesty, the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the supreme being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why it is the ayin ibadah. As Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that laysa shayun akrama ala Allahi min ad-dua. There is nothing whatsoever is more honored or pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than asking Him. You know, even it is the nature of human beings who has nothing, who are weak. They, when somebody wants from them something with all the humility, they feel arrogant from inside, or they feel happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the mutakabbir, and He is the only one who has the right to do the kibr and have pride. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that ask me. Become in front of me small, and we can show that how low you are. Ask me whatever you want to ask. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you are asking Him, when you are realizing His majesty, it will not be like the other people of the world, that when you go to ask them, we have certain restrictions to ask them. From a big person, you can't ask a small thing. From a prime minister or president of a country, you can't ask for a pair of shoes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has the sovereignty of all things and kingdoms, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions about Him, that when you want to ask Him how free you are, that لِيَسْأَلَ أَحَدُكُمْ رَبَّهُ حَاجَتَهُ كُلَّهَا حَتَّى يَسْأَلَ شِسْعَنَ عَلِهِ إِذَنْ فَتَى. Even the sole of your shoe, if it is ripped, it's broken, you should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No restriction, ask whatever comes into your mind. And never think that if you ask a lot, then what will happen? Maybe it will, the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will go down. In a hadith, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that لَوْ أَنَّ أَوَّلَكُمْ بَآخِرَكُمْ وَإِنْسَكُمْ وَجِنَّكُمْ لَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا فِي سَعِيدٍ وَاحِدٍ. If every single being of this earth, they gather in a plain field, and everyone ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beseech Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever comes to their mind, they ask, whatever they could imagine of, whatever that could come on their tongues, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow them, all of them, the people who are present in today's world, or the people who passed in the past from the first day, or the people who are about to come till the day of judgment, and with them all the jinn, everyone ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everything, whatever that come to their mind. And how much is going to decrease from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, nothing. That even not if you put a dip a needle in the ocean and take it out, how much it will take away? Not even that much. There is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلِلَّهِ خَزَائِنُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَرْسِ. You are asking from the one who has all the treasures. No human mind, no computer, nothing could imagine of. Nothing could comprehend that. That's why this is a form of ibadah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put that form of ibadah, reminded us in the month of Ramadan. While in the month of Ramadan we have to do istighfar, this is the month from which a person should come out forgiven from the sins. This is the month a person should increase his tilawa and his time for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month in which a person has to increase his khair with khalq of Allah, with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his kindness towards them, and his mercy towards them, his generosity towards them. And this is the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds that of this ibadah, that don't forget this, that you have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this ibadah. Your time should not be wasted in different things, that you are fasting but you forgot to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of suhoor, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is responding to the people about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that in the third part of the night, in the last part of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends towards the heavens and asks that, is there anyone who wants from me risk? I am ready to provide him provision and what he wants. Is there anyone, alamin mustaghfirin, is there anyone who wants to ask me for forgiveness? I am here to bestow upon him forgiveness. So is there anyone who is asking me for forgiveness? Alam muttalan, is there anyone who is afflicted with difficulties, in problems, maybe need a job, maybe in sickness, maybe some other kind of difficulties, is there anyone? I am ready, fa'u'afi, I am ready to heal him, to respond to him, is there anyone? That is the time. So we would not be too busy in suhoor and eating that we will not even get time to offer two rak'ah of tahajjud prayer or ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a small dua. This ayah of Quran in between the ayahs of siyam reminds us about the importance of dua. And because there are times before we go for iftar, there is that before we break the fast to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's the time in Ramadan that there are special days, because for dua, There are special times and special days in which it is more acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the other days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why mentioned the importance of it. That maybe you will forget the importance. But look at my servants who are my prophets. Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned their stories. They are the people who are the most zahid fid dunya. Not looking for the dunya. Right? What could be a best example for us than the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who could have changed his status and who could have made the mountains of gold, but he preferred to live like a miskeen and said, Allahumma ahini miskeena wa mitni miskeena wa ahshurni min zumratil masakeen. Leave me like this, O Allah, in the state of poverty. So the people who are poor, who are in difficult situations, they will get comfort looking at Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that our Prophet was of that situation, that one day he had to eat, so he was shakir and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next day he did not have anything to eat, so he was sabir and patient, and that is the uswa of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at the du'as of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at different occasions. How Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried and wept in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shows his ubudiyah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shows his weakness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah is the only greatest. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the du'as of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and what he had been taught. And we see even in the books of seerah, the du'as Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made. And who can forget the dua of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the mountains of Taif, when he was thrown and mocked at, when he was bleeding and makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ilayka ashku dafa quwwati wa qillata hilati wa hawani ala nas. Allah, I only complain to you, mention only in front of you my situation, that what is happening to me in between the people. Whenever Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a difficult time, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and left the uswa for us, that whenever you will have any difficult time, whenever you are in need of anything, whether you are in need or you want that to be removed or not, your responsibility is to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for afia and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, Nuh alayhi salatu was salam, calling the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 950 years and turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when people, then everything was against him, everyone was opposing him, and he says, فَدَعَ رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ. Oh Allah, I'm overpowered. I can't control anything. You are, oh Allah, you help me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that they wanted to, whatever they wanted to have, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, several duas. Among them is, Uktub lana fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana. Oh Allah, write for us, destiny for us, give us the better things of this dunya and better things of the akhirah. Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi janni muqima salati wa min durriyati rabbana taqabbal dua. They asked for the goodness of this worldly life and hereafter. Because if you ask only for dunya, that is not the way Islam teaches. And if you ask only for akhirah, then it is not the way Islam teaches. It is rahbaniya, what Islam discourages. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned how Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked and concerned that from his generation, people should be who ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who established the prayer, Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min duriyati, me too and the people among my generations too, and ask for the protection of his children and progeny from worshipping idols. And also ask for the sacred places, peace, and all kind of rizq and samarat and fruits. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his du'as and mentioned the du'a of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. That Ayyub idh nada rabbahu anni massani ad-durru wa anta arhamur rahimin. That when he was afflicted, when he was sick, in disease, sickness, illness, he turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said that I am suffering and you are the most merciful. And this is the story, and this is the way of all Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all circumstances, whether that is favorable to them or it is not, whether they are in raha or in shiddah, whether they are in comfortable situation and difficult situation. That's why we see Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in comfortable situations, the same way Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. And we see that Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam in the most difficult situation in the belly of a fish, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَنْ لَنْ نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that how Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam called to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, glorifying him, magnifying him from the belly of fish. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we responded to the dua of Yunus and accepted his dua. Because Yunus called us. And that's the way. After mentioning that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَكَشَفْنَا نُدُرَّ, that we have removed that calamity from him, that problem from him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that is the way we help Muslims, we help mu'mineen, we help the believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the Anbiya asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for children. وَزَكَرِيَّا إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي فَرْضًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْوَارِثِينَ فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُ يَحْيَى وَأَصْلَحْنَا لَهُ زَوْجًا. That in which he mentions that how Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a request for a son, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that how he had accepted his dua. So if we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these situations, in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to us, because this is among the special times. Because when we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is qareeb. And all the time, He listens to us. And He says, He responds to us. Udu'uni astajib lakum. But the ways in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and rewards for the dua are different. Sometimes He accepts and gives whatever a person wants. And sometimes He removes a calamity from us, what was about to befall upon us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that because of some dua we did not make for that, because we did not know that it is for us in the future. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes them. And says that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He would not accept du'as in this worldly life, He will give in the akhirah that much for every du'a that a person would wish in the akhirah, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted some of my du'as. When He will saw or she will saw the reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but there are occasions and times, there are places like Arafah, there are places like the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you know, the states, like a person who is traveling, and a person who is sick, and a person who is fasting, and a person who is in hajj, and a person who is in sajda, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in special times and special occasions and special conditions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts the dua more, rewards on the dua more. But if all these conditions are combined and joined in a person, but there are obstacles, if they are found, then the dua will become useless. The most important of them is eating haram and taking the money from every sources, or not worried about the ingredients of the food and putting haram money in ourselves, haram things in ourselves, makes our du'as useless. That's why the first thing a person should be careful of, because Prophet ﷺ mentions about a person that who has all these qualities, ash'as wa akbar, dirty, in a desperate situation and condition, and yutilu safar, he is making a long journey, so his du'a should be accepted. And he is raising his hands towards the heavens and the skies and saying, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, O my Lord. Everything is found that his dua must be accepted. But Prophet ﷺ says that his eating is haram, his drinking is haram, his libas is haram, his nurtured with haram. فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. How his dua would be accepted? Because these obstacles That obstacle of haram is there, and with that, whatever you do, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 70 years, it will be of no use. It will be useless. So Allah subhanahu, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that how a person should remove the obstacles. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not listen to the dua of qalb ghafil lahi, that a person who is not attentive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not listen to the dua that comes out of a qalb, of a heart, that is not filled with hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Also, some of the obstacles of the dua, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that some people remember me only in their difficult times. And when their times are good or they don't remember difficulty, they forget me. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الضُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أَوْ قَائِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ مَرَّ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَدْعُنَا إِلَى ضُرٍّ مَسَّهُ كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ When problem is there, adversary is there, they suffer something, they turn to me, standing and lying down in every situation, oh Allah, help me, I am yours. And when that calamity is removed, they become like they never asked me for any help. And one of the important obstacles of dua being accepted, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith saying that لَتَأْمُرُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَلَتَنْهَوُنَّ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ أَوْ لَيُوشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عِقَابًا مِّنْهُ ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. That you must order and command the good things, do amr bil ma'ruf and forbid from evil. Whenever you see in your community, in your family, anything wrong, tell them it is wrong. And something good that is missing, tell them that this is good, they should do this. They must do this. And if you don't do this responsibility of amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, if you don't stand up for the work of da'wah, if you don't call the people towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns with a stern warning, saying that لَيُشِكَنَّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that time is very close, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down a punishment, a special punishment, because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also add the word إِقَابًا مِنْهُ, that will be directly from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what will be the result of it? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one of them, ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ, then you will call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, we are desperate, we are in problem, we are in difficulty, remove this, fix that, and make our situation good. ثُمَّ تَدْعُونَهُ فَلَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَكُمْ. But your du'as will not be accepted, because a big obstacle is there, that you are negligent, or you are ignoring a hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. And Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also informed that when amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar is not done, then your du'as will not be accepted. You know, no wonder why Muslim ummah today is lagging behind in all kind of difficulties and all kind of adversaries. Still they don't understand their responsibility. Still they don't understand the importance of rizq halal. Still they don't understand that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for them if they come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month of Ramadan. The rahmah and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is towards us. Now we are in the second ashra and second 10 days of the month of Ramadan, about which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is the maghfirah you can get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in second 10 days, between 10 to 20th of Ramadan. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the goodness of this life and for the betterment of akhirah. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the goodness of whole ummah around the world. That may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring them back to their religion, bring them back to the word of Islam, and bring them back towards amr bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide them to eat the rizq halal and accept their du'as, and accept their, and send his mercy and nusra and help against their enemies. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.